This is KUT. Today is the last day of early voting in Texas. Democratic presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are hoping to engage Latino voters ahead of the state's March 1st primary. There are some big differences between the campaigns, though. Clinton is tapping into some old political ties here in the Lone Star State, while Sanders is eyeing folks new to the political process. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
Earlier this week, dozens of Latino lawmakers in Texas announced they're endorsing former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. About half a dozen legislators appeared at a rally held in Austin at the Mexican-American Cultural Center downtown. Here's Austin's former state senator, Gonzalo Barrientos. He's endorsing Clinton because she's been active in the Latino community here for decades.
In 1972, some of us, for the first time, met Bill and Hillary Clinton. They're not from the Northeast or the Northwest. They're our neighbor from Arkansas. They were over here para nuestra raza.
Clinton's extensive network of support is one of her biggest advantages here in Texas. And State Senator Jose Rodriguez from El Paso points out that network has pretty deep roots in the Latino community.
And she's been there. And I think it's important to focus on that she has for over 40 years been out there with Bill Clinton registering Latino voters in South Texas and other parts of the state. So we know her.
And the Bernie Sanders campaign knows that too. Jacob Lamone is an organizer for the Vermont Senator's presidential campaign here in Austin.
We're focused on the people that are coming to the political process for the first time. It's very exciting.
Limon says the campaign is looking to fold in folks who haven't been involved in politics before.
We've had very successful barnstorm rallies all around the state where we've had hundreds of people show up. And one of the questions I always ask is for them to raise their hand if this is the first time they've participated in a political campaign. And 85-90% of every single barnstorm rally raise their hand that this is their first time.
And you can see the strategies of both campaigns when you look at where they decided to set up shop in Austin. The Clinton campaign has an office in Old West Austin, where there's been a Democratic base for a long time. Sanders' campaign, however, is camped out in East Austin. Lamone says they chose that location not just because it was a younger part of the city, but because it was also more diverse.
All of our offices have very specific Latino engagement programs, and we've really made a concerted effort to do that. So that was another natural decision point in locating in East Austin.
Polls show Clinton has a pretty big lead with Hispanic voters in Texas. But Lamone says he feels good about Sanders' outreach efforts. Either way, Democrats in Texas say they think the primary season has helped the party overall. El Paso Senator Jose Rodriguez says Republicans are repelling Latino voters.
What do we hear from those people? Only negative comments, insults, calling each other liars, saying that they want to build walls and barriers. There is no question that the Latino support for Democrats has solidified as a result of the harsh, relentless Republican presidential candidates' rhetoric against Latinos.
Texas and 11 other states will vote on Super Tuesday, March 1st. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.